Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And a good Saturday morning to you. And although we have had a lot of bad news this week, and even for the outdoor folks, COVID-19 threat's been forcing a lot of cancellations of just about every event for the next 30 days, some even longer. But there's some good news this first week of spring. The woods and the waters of the Gulf Coast are open for business. And we're here to try to help you plan what I guess you'd be calling a socially distanced fishing or maybe a hunting trip. You do that with the help from our staff of field reporters and also your fellow listeners, hoping they'll share their reports with us. We also take questions and comments via our in-studio text message line at 870-870. Got a little question I'd like to throw out there to you. What are you and your family circle of small friends doing to keep your sanity during these times? Love to hear it. 870-870. That could include maybe games or some activities you found around the house, or those where you are socially distant out in the woods or on the water. Now, as that Alabama turkey season gets underway this morning, that'll also join up with Mississippi, which opened last week. Yes, we'll hear again from my old arch enemy, the beady-eyed bird. He's now showing up on Facebook this week. He's also on the Bayou Wild webpage, in addition to leaving me a very challenging telephone message several years ago. This guy will just not leave me alone. We'll let you listen to that. Plus, we got a special treat if you're a turkey hunter. We're going to be asking you to join me and fellow outdoor writer Chris Berzah in congratulating Ron Jolly as Louisiana's first inductee into the National Wild Turkey Federation's Grand National Calling Championships Hall of Fame. We'll also tell you about his new book, beautiful cover, great stories, called Memories of Spring. We'll hear that live streaming from 7 to 8 on the More Outdoors program. You pick that up on radio.com. That will be followed by yet another discussion and status of the future of the speckled trout here in Louisiana. That will be 8 to 9. And we're also going to have a little bit of a discussion on the status and future of wild turkey hunting here in Louisiana. Hope you will participate in that. Also going to tell you how to collect $10,000 reward money, remain anonymous, and you'll be doing a huge favor for conservation. That's coming up on our Bad Boy of the Outdoors segment. Also want to direct you to Bayou Wild TV this week. If you didn't catch one of our programs on TV, we invite you to check it out on the website or on YouTube. That's BayouWildTV.com. With our all-girl team that competed a couple of weeks ago in Gunning for a Cure down there at Stella Plantation in lower coast of Louisiana. We take you there and let you get a look and introduce you to those folks and tell you a lot more about a very worthy organization that does a lot of good for prostate cancer research. And then Martha Spencer, my co-host, sometimes, who's out there kicking butt on the offshore fish. I can't remember a spring when we have had such great tuna, blackfin, yellowfin, and even some wahoo action. Been a lot of years since we've had one this good. It is fired up right now. She's out there. But in that program, she takes you to White Oak Plantation in Baton Rouge for the Chef John Foltz annual boucherie. A lot of fun going on there. And we're also going to check on the coastal marine forecast for you. If you are headed out today, here's what you're looking at. Well, depending on where you are, you got about a 50-50 shot of rain. So don't leave home without the wet weather gear. Northeast winds 5 to 10 offshore, 2 to 4-foot seas. On your interior lakes and bays, those northeast winds at 5 to 10, really going to be smooth conditions for today and tomorrow on the inside. And even on the outside, those winds hopefully will lay down and so will the seas, and you got smooth conditions offshore. I'll tell you, if you've ever wanted to go offshore, now is the time to do it. And we've got some opportunities to tell you about how to get out there. Tomorrow, about 30% chance of rain. Good news on that Mississippi River. The last thing we need with all of this other mess going on is a high river and opening of the Bonnie Carey Spillway. 14.6 and still dropping. Safe level, higher than you'd like, but still not near having to open the Bonnie Carey Spillway. About an average tide range today, about a 0.7. So fishing should be good. Had a good trip. A couple last trips were successful, and we'll tell you about some more of them and how you can get out there and do it too. Don't forget, send us your text. How are you keeping your sanity? If you're out of work or working from home, staying home with the kids from school, what are you doing to keep from going stir crazy? Text us your messages at 870-870. We're back right after this. Take you on down to Shell Beach. We're talking with Robbie Campo right here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, time to get some fishing information out there. And there have been nothing established or passed by government to prevent fishing from going on. It's wide open to fish. There are some areas probably shut down because of lack of manpower, but for the most part, most of the marinas are in operation, so are the bait shops, and it's not a problem to keep socially distant more than 6 feet. You should be way more than 6 feet from the next boat. Let's talk to Robbie Campo, find out what's been happening this week down in Shell Beach. Robbie, good morning. What's going on at the beach this morning?
Well, Don, you know, we've been having a southeast wind for a solid week here, and the fishing was, you know, I'm not going to say it was off the charts great, but it was pretty doggone good. And, you know, this morning, that little front, I guess, came through last night. I see the roads on the way down was a little wet. So must have got a little bit of rain throughout the night. The wind is blowing out of the north, northwest. Not really hard, maybe 10 miles an hour or so. But nevertheless, it's a different wind than we had all week. So with that said, if you're going to come fishing today, which is probably, you know, you got this and turkey hunting for outdoor recreations right now. So if you're going to come, if you want to come fishing this morning, you know, you're going to have to go stay up in a, you know, either in the marshes or because Lake Bourne's out. I mean, you know, they caught fishing there all week, but that's not going to happen this morning with a northwest wind blowing. So, I would say you fish to Mr. Go or down by the dam or the other side of the dam, headed, you know, or up in the marshes of Lena Lagoon, Stump Lagoon, you know, anywhere up in that marsh, you get out there, you catch some fish, no doubt. It's been, you know, it was been a pretty good week, Don, I tell you, but I still think you can catch some fish today and get the kids out the house because I'm sure they're tired of being locked up in it. You know, like I said, we got live shrimp on hand. So, come on down and make a left at that bridge, avoid the long lines. We'll get you fishing. We're going to get you out there. We're going to, you know, tell you what I think you should do this morning is, like I said, I would stay more in the Mr. Go and go up in the marshes, the Bluffy marshes, or go behind the dam, you know, stay someplace protected, protected from the north wind, I should say. And, you know, and just get out and enjoy nature a little bit, man, because it's, you know, Don, how much longer this is going to go on, I don't know. And like I said, I'm not as worried about catching the coronavirus as I am watching this economy get destroyed. So, you know, because it's happening, you know, and so many people are losing their jobs. And, man, I tell you, the ripple effect of this thing is going to be a tsunami when it hits the bank, you know? So, and I just hope this thing levels out and gets out of here, you know, sooner than later. So with that said, hey, we open for business. We here. Come on down. That's all I can say is come on down and come see us.
You know, Robbie, people need to keep their sanity. And a trip into the outdoors is shouldn't make them feel guilty. Yeah, you got to take precautions. You got to do what you got to do. You got to work from home, make some adjustments and things. But you know, the thing about it is, if your mind is messed up, you can't deal with anything. And getting out there for a few hours, catching a few fish, and look, it's not bad. You're not going to have to go to the store to pick up fish if you got some to bring home and clean.
Absolutely, you know, and like I said, Don, the kids, not being able to go to school and somewhat homeschooled for now, I guess, having to do stuff over the computer and whatever. But get them out the house and bring them down and, you know, go fishing. And if you can't, and if you don't have a boat, look, there's so many charter guides that have lost so many trips, people canceling. Book a trip, man. These guys are sitting here waiting for something to do too. So, if you can afford it, and you don't have a boat, man, now's the time, man. Book a trip. Everybody's got open books now. So, if you could afford it, do it, man. Support these local businesses, because everybody's, this is just going to be, the hit is going to be felt across the nation, and it has already. So, if you can afford it, do it, man. Get out here and come do it. And if you got your own boat, like I said, you're coming on down to St. Bernard Parish, hey, man, make a left at that bridge and come on down and see us. We got live bait. We're gonna get you in the water. We're gonna get you going, get your mind off of this stuff, and go catch a fish. And hey, have a fun time doing it. So,
and if you don't catch fish, take those shrimp home and fry them, man. Eat the bait.
Absolutely,
it's a good investment either way. You're either coming back with fish or shrimp, and neither one is bad.
Right. So that's what we got for this week, Don. So, till next week, I'll talk to you later, buddy.
Yes, sir. Hang in there, Robbie. Thanks for doing a good job of keeping people able to get on the waters. We appreciate you. All right, Robbie Campo in Shell Beach. Coming back, I got some more information to talk to you about turkey hunters. Probably hear from that guy again, the beady-eyed bird. So many of you have listened to that, but have you seen him? He's on Facebook now taunting me. He's on my page. He's on Bayou Wild website. He's everywhere. The beady-eyed bird is next. And talk a little turkey season coming up. It's not here in Louisiana yet, unfortunately. We got to wait till April 4th. But Alabama, Mississippi, the button says go. We're back right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Well, a lot of folks are excited in the states of Alabama and Texas this morning. Their turkey seasons get underway. Mississippi opened last week. Louisiana, we got to wait till April the 4th. Well, actually, for the youths, it'll be next weekend on Saturday morning. For those of you in Alabama, boy, I love this, what they're doing. They're encouraging citizen scientists to participate in an avid turkey hunter survey. They're asking their turkey hunters who hunt at least 10 days during the season to participate in this hunter survey. And you will receive a full fans and sharp spurs turkey report that will be sent to you automatically. And you'll be put into a drawing for a new shotgun donated by the Alabama chapter of National Wild Turkey Federation. They are going to have a drawing of all the participants. And what this avid turkey hunter survey will do, it'll give the biologists with the Alabama Wildlife and Fisheries valuable information statewide. It'll account for regional trends and gobbling activity, let them know more about hunter effort, harvest rates, the age structure. And this is some critical data that will help the department make management's decisions that will be in the best interests of the state's hunters. So I would encourage you, if you're a turkey hunter, to sign up for this. You can do it on the Alabama Outdoor Alabama website, and you can also call that department. And Stephen Mitchell is the coordinator of that. Give him a call. Tell him you want to sign up in it and participate in Alabama's turkey hunter survey. They are indicating they've had some problems with their turkey populations also, and this is one way to remedy that. And if you are a turkey hunter or you're not a turkey hunter, I think you can identify with this. This is the message that I got a few years ago from the beady-eyed bird. He's now on Facebook. He's on the Bayou Wild website. You can see him as well as hear him. And here he is again, trashing me, challenging me and you to go after a wild turkey, the beady-eyed bird.
And your blood to boil. It's in my name, Don. You abandoned family and responsibility. My name. You deprive yourself of rest. And for what purpose? To match wits with a beady-eyed bird. But there's no contest, because I am an escape artist, a master of survival, one attuned to an environment of peril. Raccoons, coyotes, owls, hawks, these, Don, oh, they're my real enemies. But you, you are nothing but child's play. You don't think I hear you talking through me through wood, reed, or slate. Sometimes you sound so seductive, I must investigate. But I know you, and I know you, Don, better than you know yourself. So I have you wait, and wait, and wait. For you are not patient creatures. I watch, and you move, and I am gone.
And yes, that is the challenge issued by the beady-eyed bird. I've won some battles, but the war continues year after year, and I'll be a soldier in that effort. All right, I'm hearing from Chris Berzow this morning. He's going to be joining us in the 7 to 8 o'clock hour on More Outdoors, congratulating a Louisiana guy, Ron Jolly, inducted to the National Wild Turkey Federation's National Calling Championships Hall of Fame, talking about his books. And Chris and I are going to kick around some issues with Louisiana's turkey season. In fact, that's the topic on my website. If you'd like to participate in the outdoor opinion poll, I'd like you to rate and tell us what you think the job is being done by Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries with regard to managing our turkey populations. You'll find that at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. Lots of other interesting stuff there, including some recipes and the like. All right, let me get to the text messages that have been coming in this morning. Justin, our buddy over in the Gentilly Wildlife Refuge, he's nursing a hamstring injury. Ooh, those are bad. I'm familiar with those, Justin. Hope you get better. He says the squirrels and the birds are in a better mood. Love to everybody. Thanks, Justin. This one says, good morning, Don. You think there'll be a baby boom in December due to all the home lockdown? Won't be around my house, but yeah, I predict that there probably will be. I think we've seen this in throughout history when people are confined and spend a lot of time together at home, and it just kind of, for some reason, 9 months later, there's a population boom. I wish it would happen with the deer and the turkeys. Anyway, this one says, here's what they do to keep everybody out. He gives his kids, the children, jobs around the house. Not a bad idea. Keep them busy. The backstrap stacker is checking in from Alabama. He's working from home, and it's been great for his honeydew list. He's headed this morning to chase a tom. Good luck to everyone this opening morning. Good luck to you, backstrap checker. Send us a picture. Now, we can't take pictures on the text line. I know you can attach it to most messages, but this one doesn't work that way. But send it to my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. Look for the contact button. Love to see any turkeys that are being taken out there. And Big Mike, I know you're out there on Bayou Liberty staying away from the virus, but I don't get the other part of it. You got to explain a little more detail on that. All right, back with more text messages. Also, I'm going to tell you what species of duck will be featured on the new Louisiana Waterfowl Conservation Stamp. And if you missed it last week, you want to plan a fall big buck trophy whitetail trip to Kansas. If you missed Steve Westfall's interview, I'll give you some more details on it. All that's coming up right here on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. And those of you who are duck hunters or stamp collectors know that each year we have a Louisiana Waterfowl Conservation Stamp Competition. Artists are invited to submit their renderings of waterfowl. And the ones that win are chosen. They will actually give them what species it is, and then they compete in it. And I'm happy to tell you the year that the competition that just completed, it will be the model duck on the 21-year waterfowl conservation stamp. This year's stamp, the one that you'll have to buy for 2020-2021 season, was submitted by Adam Grimm, and it's two ringneck ducks, beautiful hen and drake ringneck, which they have becoming more and more common in hunters' bags over the last few years. If you want to get a picture of that beautiful portrait, look on my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. Duck.com. It's the subject of our radio photo. And then next year, the model duck will be featured. And they've got to do that, you know, a year in advance because they hold the competition and they're going to have time to make the selection and then print the stamp. So Model Duck 2021-2020 this year is the beautiful ringneck duck, hen, and drake. All right, we come back after this 10-second pause, get to some more of your text messages, and also tell you about some of the closures that I've been notified by Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries. That's all coming up right after we pause these 10 seconds for our local stations to identify themselves along the outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And some of the closes, of course, everyone is probably familiar with it now this morning. Actually, the next Saturday morning, the Big Bass Rodeo at New Orleans City Park, the oldest freshwater fishing competition in the nation, has been canceled. Along with it, the Boats on the Bayou, the Battle for the Bass, the high school competition, all of those events have been canceled. The Booker Fowler Fish Hatchery had an open house planned for next Saturday. That has also been canceled. April 4th and 5th, there was the Archery and Louisiana Schools State Tournament in Shreveport. That has hit the canceled books. March through April 30th, all hunter education courses will be canceled. There were in-person boater education classes. Those will also be canceled. Now, if you want to take it, you can still do that online. Go to the Wildlife and Fisheries website, and you can find under boater education. April 18th. Women's fishing workshops were scheduled at Wadilla Wildlife Refuge. That has been postponed, not canceled, but postponed. Do not have a rescheduled date yet. April 25th, the women's fishing workshops at Wadilla. They were also scheduled there. That has also been postponed, but has not been canceled. Those are some of the Wildlife and Fishery Department cancellations. All right, if you were tuned in last week, you may have heard a conversation I had with a fellow named Steve Westfall, who is in Hutchinson, Kansas. He operates Irish Creek Outfitters. He was telling us about a special opportunity he's got for those who would like a trophy whitetail deer. They kill deer close to over 200 pounds regularly. The biggest I think they had was a 17.295-pound deer, scored around 194 inches. He had a group that was coming. They only have a two-week rifle season in Kansas. That's why this is a unique opportunity. It is open this year. Now, he's got a lodge. I have gone there. You may have seen some of it on our Fish and Game reports or possibly on Bayou Wild TV. I've hunted pheasants up there. I've hunted turkeys. In fact, I've got opening day booked up there for this turkey season. This is a five-day hunt that he's got. It'll be December 2nd through the 13th is the period that rifle season is open. And he can take 5 to 8 hunters up there. You just need to apply for their lottery. Now, they do this in the month of April. Next month, they'll choose the lottery. If you have booked it and put a deposit, you're not selected for the lottery. Of course, he'll refund your money. If you are, you will be in for a very good trip. It's beautiful countryside up there, so different from hunting in the Gulf South. Wide open spaces. They got the stands for you. They got all the equipment you need. And Steve does an excellent job of keeping tabs on where those big boys are, and chances of putting you there and will be great. And I tell you, it's a real nice place to go visit and see something different. The Amish culture is up there, and every time we go, we make sure we make a visit to the Carriage House. And it is a restaurant that is operated by the Amish, and they got some really good stick-to-your-ribs food up there. And the scenery is beautiful, and Steve does a wonderful job. I'm going to give you his website. It's Irish Creek Outfitters. Now, be careful. Make sure you Google it and check the one in Kansas. Otherwise, you'll end up in Canada because I think they have the same name of a place up there. Steve Westfall is his name, and the phone number and everything's listed on the website if you want to give him a call and check in the booking your group for what would be maybe the trophy hunt of a lifetime. All right, here we go. Let's see. Good morning, Don. Working now. But when I get off, I'm going to be working on my boat so I can head down to Robbie Campo's marina next weekend and get some of those fish. Excellent plan. Text us. You got a plan. What have you been doing to keep your sanity? Have you been spending a lot of time around the house with the kids and the wife, people that are normally kind of strangers to you? What are you doing? Different times now, you know. Is everybody sitting there on their iPhone and their computer? Or are you actually getting back to what we used to do, you know, before all social media. Love to hear from you this morning. And, of course, if you're going out turkey hunting or you're going fishing or you've been and you got a report to share, we'd love to hear it. 870-870. That's our text message board. Coming back right after this, more fishing reports right here on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. And that theme music brings us to the Captain Kirk Show. Actually, it's just a fishing report from Captain Kirk Stansel, Hackberry Rod and Gun. Hey, Captain Kirk, how you doing, man? We got a laugh to keep from crying this morning, huh?
That's right. That's right. Hey, you know, we got to look at the bright side of things.
Well, we still have fishing.
We still have fishing. And actually, we have a little catching going on as well. So things have been pretty good over here. I mean, what few trips we're taking, Don, we got a lot of people bailing out because of what's going on. Moving their trips further down the line, you know. Hoping this will get better, you know, sooner before later.
Well, tell me about the success that those that are going are enjoying.
Well, we're catching redfish, trout, and flounder. I mean, everything's biting right now. Not limits of trout. Well, I say now we've had a few limits come in, but the size of the trout have gotten better. Captain Trey came in yesterday. He had 5 trout over 3 pounds. To go with about, I think he had 22 trout. And a handful of redfish and a couple flounder. So he had some nice trout. And, I mean, the fishing's been good. I'm not going to say it's been great. It's been good. And, I mean, catching them on a variety of things. The live bait stands have live shrimp right now. So they're doing that, fishing them under popping corks. They're also hitting Little John's on 3/16-ounce jig heads. Seem to be the best. Tight lining them. And in the watermelon and in the opening night colors seem to be the two best colors.
So, Kirk, what do you attribute this little shot in the arm to? Is it the bait in the water, the little warmer temperatures? What's kind of kicked it in?
The mild winter we had, of course, the lack of rain. You know, we're not experiencing any runoff right now. I mean, this is the best spring has set up for us in the last 4 or 5 years, Don. It's just the warm winter is the main thing. I think, you know, plus we had a good recruitment of fish last year because they were all small, and those fish have grown up, and they're all legal fish now. I mean, there's not a lot of throwbacks at this point right now.
Well, boy, that's some good news. Good reports for those that are coming. I guess, you know, the people that don't want to deal with airports and that I can understand flying in and leaving home for long distance. But, I mean, a lot of the local people, there's a good opportunity for them to go. And a lot of people have the kids home from school and time on their hands.
Right.
No better way to do it than to go fishing.
Yeah, and we've seen a lot of people out on the water. For instance, Monday, which is normally one of the slowest days of the week, was busier than Saturdays. I mean, there were a lot of people out. And, of course, you know, here at the lodge, you've been here. You know, we have a big dining room. And so what we've been doing for people that come in is we're feeding everybody in their rooms. We're doing our part of social distancing. And, dinner, breakfast, you know, lunch on the boat. And, you know, we disinfect all the rooms after, you know, each day. And, the kitchen as well. We're doing our part. And, you know, trying to do a little business and bring some people fishing.
Well, I would expect nothing less from you guys. You guys are professional in every sense of the word, and the fact that you're keeping on and offering this to people is great therapy to go fishing, you know, at least for a few hours
or really
a day.
It,
you can put all that other stuff out of your mind, and the only thing you got to worry about is having a good time with your friends or your family and catching a few fish and listening to Captain Kirk's jokes, and they're pretty good sometimes.
And I keep them clean.
I know you do. Well, Kirk, anything else we need to know for people that are heading down there? Give us some locations that you would suggest if people were coming on their own down there.
Okay, well, the mouths of little bayous and stuff, then where a lot of the flounder and some of the redfish are hanging out. The redfish are in the marshes. And if you get a nice day, there's a lot of redfish on our jetties. There's been a lot there, but, you know, you got to catch the wind and everything right there. Over some of the reefs in Big Lake, especially on the east side, have been where a lot of the trout are coming from.
So let's hope that trend on less rain and lower rivers continues, because, you know, that helps you guys out tremendously there. In the last few years, it's been a lot of problems for you.
Yeah, it has been. And if we keep this up, I think we'll have a really good summer. You know, when things get busting loose. You know, May's typically when the, you know, we get the brown shrimp run and things get started where they really school up and we do well. So, and, you know, of course, the last 3, 4, 5 years, whatever it's been, which I've lost count, we've just been inundated with fresh water. So if we can keep the fresh water out, I think we'll have a really good year.
Welcome change. Kirk, if you would, give out the website and telephone number for folks to contact you.
Okay, the website's Hackberry Rod and Gun, spell out the word and, .com. We have that live feed, you know, live camera on our dock. You know, people go to that. They can see what we're catching. They can also see what the weather conditions are like with the wind and all from that live webcam. And then our phone number, it's toll-free, 888-762-3391, or if you're local, 762-3391.
Very good. Kirk, y'all enjoy the weekend, my friend, and we'll catch up with you next week or the week after whenever we get a chance to call you. We always love to get your reports. You do a great job for us. Thank you so much.
All right, well, I appreciate it. You have a great show, Don, and you're very informative.
Thanks, Kirk. All right, there he goes, back into the Starship Enterprise. Hey, our name is Boat Enterprise. You know, that'd be perfectly fitting. All right, we come back after this break. Darrell Carpenter joins us. Let's find out what's going on around the Grand Isle. Leeville area, central part of the state. Water's warming up. Bait coming in. Time to go fishing. It's almost all we've got left as far as a form of away-from-the-house entertainment. We're back right after this. And let's take a little trip down Highway 1, check out what's going on in the Grand Isle, Leeville area. Darrell Carpenter is our contact there. He operates RealScreamers.com fishing guide service. Darrell, what's been going on this week in Grand Isle?
Well, Don, you know, we've been talking the last few weeks about the fact that the speckled trout had started to show up, and it just wasn't consistent yet. Well, it's starting to get a little more consistent, and you know, I think all we're waiting for is some of those shrimp to grow up and a little more bait to get in the water, and the next thing you know, it's going to be, you know, those massive schools of trout. But this week, from everybody that we talked to with the warmer temperatures and so forth, everybody caught fish, whether it be on the beach, you know, the Fouchon barges, the rocks out in front of Grand Isle, and or, you know, the majority of the fish seem to be back in the marsh. They're still in the marsh. They're around the broken islands. They're around the marsh ponds. They're starting to show up on the oyster reefs. Everybody I talked to this week, you know, the side of the road guys said the fish all of a sudden went to nothing but live bait. The back in the marsh, all of a sudden it seemed like, you know, you're able to cover more water with artificial and plastics, and it seemed like that was the bait of choice. A lot of stuff on suspended baits. Got a couple of really good topwater reports because it was so calm all this week. But a lot of people with limits or near limits, and I agree with what Kirk said. I mean, this year, it seems like they're just going to be just as plentiful, but they're all big. So apparently a whole lot of those fish got out and escaped and were able to grow up, but it looks like it's going to be a really, really good catching year. The problem is the only, you know, what one of the liquor commercials says, you know, mix is easy, all we need is you. And with the current situation, it's the only part of this equation that's missing with everything that's going on right now is the you. You know, we're still open, still we hadn't put a padlock on the door, and you know, hoping that this thing gets in and out of here real quick, or hoping a lot of people start getting stir crazy and realize that, you know, being out on the water is one of the better things for you.
Absolutely. Well, Darrell, this has been really encouraging listening to, you know, the speckled trout turning on down there. This is the, you know, time of year for it, and it's going to only continue and get better and, you know, start to peak during the summertime, and hopefully all the rodeos, you know, that we don't start getting cancellations on those events. We got to get that going. But as far as people going out on their own and fishing, you know, they want you socially distant. You get pretty distant when you get out there and get away from things. And as I was talking to Kirk, it takes your mind off of it for a little while. I tell you, people being home so much and with so much saturation of so many TV news channels and social media and Facebook and the internet, it's just, if you sit there and listen to that all day long, it'll drive you crazy. You know, if there's no problem, yeah, you will have one when you get away from there. You got to take break from it. Certainly, you got to stay informed, yeah, but man, you just need to do a good balance of it. You know, especially right now, kids out of school, man, what a great time to take the kids fishing.
It really is. I mean, it's, you know, and let's face it, once you know how to find them and where to find them, speckled trout is not a hard fish to catch. You know, it's not one of those fish that you got to have a whole lot of technique once they start schooling up. So, you know, it's easy for the kids to catch. There's plenty of them. You know, it's just we got to let people get comfortable in their skin again. You know, I mean, we've battled things like this before, and, you know, I mean, while it's shocking and it's drastic, you know, life's going to go on and you're going to survive. It's just, you know, at some point they're going to get stir crazy, and hopefully they start sticking their head out the door again and trust that, you know, trust that there are still safe things to do.
Well, you know, this is affecting the entire country, in fact, the entire globe, which is much different than hurricanes. But, you know, we here in Louisiana and Mississippi and Alabama, Florida, Texas, Gulf Coast people, we're just a tougher breed. Look at the stuff we've been through. How many devastating hurricanes, Katrina and Rita, BP oil spill, all of that stuff. And, I mean, that's rough. You know, you don't have power. You don't have the basic necessities of life. And let's hope this doesn't get to that. But I think if anybody is prepared to deal with it and get past it, it's us.
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. And like I said, it'll shake out in the long run. I just hope it shakes out sooner than later. You know, like I was listening to your report from Campos this morning, and, you know, they're right. I mean, there's an advantage, as everybody says they want to be a fishing guide. You know, they think this is the perfect job, but there's a whole lot of things that people don't realize don't fit into this. I mean, when you're self-employed, there is no unemployment. You know, because you're self-employed, there's very little income replacement in any form of an insurance policy or anything like that. So, yeah, I mean, we're not the only ones feeling pain. A lot of people are, but this one's hurting pretty good. It's not like there's a whole lot of recovery work to do when everybody's telling you, you know, scared to come out of their house kind of stuff.
Right. Well, Darryl, thanks for the report. As always, we appreciate it. RealScreamers.com. You can also call him 225-937-6288. I'm going to be talking to you a little bit later on. We got to plan that trip to Queen Bess.
Trust me, there's plenty of open dates, Don. Anytime you're ready.
We'll fill them. Talk to you later. Thanks for the report again. All right, coming up right after this quick break at the top of the hour, more fishing reports, more what you and I love to talk about. We talk outdoors every Saturday morning right here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.